T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here are the questions for today. Should the president testify? And if you think he, I don't think he should, but if you think he should it be written or should it be verbal? Also, how is the process? How do you like the process? I think the process sucks, to be honest with you. I've never seen such a biased setup. It just in the rules. It's not my cup of tea at all. And what about the media coverage? The media coverage is exactly what you thought. Some stations, some outlets will do anything to find something negative. Some will do anything to find something positive. But there's been no surprises yet. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Well, morning, Jen. Well, actually, this morning, Mr. Sondland has now made the great President Trump guilty of a quid pro quo. He's actually come out and said that Mr. Trump knew this, and your station just reported on it. You heard it.
Yeah, they reported on what was said. Sure.
That's right. Now, so this narrative is being draped through America when there has been so many illegal things done on the other side, and not one thing, Sandy. Not one. Okay? Clinton meeting on a tarmac?
Yeah, with the AG. Yep.
I mean, on and on and on and on, and nothing happens. Now we find out, oh, yes. We found out the other day that the IG report is now not coming out before Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something, Sandy. They're chipping away at this guy slowly, and honest to God, I think he's going down.
No, I disagree with you. I don't think he's going down. I think the process is going to make sure that he doesn't go down, because it looks so biased against him that I think most people, if you really look at it and see what the accusations are and what the direct testimony says, I don't think so, Pete, but we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much. What do you think, Tony? Pete is ready to throw in the white flag, saying no mas, no mas.
I can tell you right now, this is not even going to the – it won't be voted on in the Senate. Let's put it that way. Lindsey Graham has come out and said, unless we know who the whistleblower is, unless we are able to see if there's any ties between the whistleblower and Ukraine, there will be no trial in the Senate.
Yeah, and he's been vehemently against that. Let me see. I got some several good texts from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It says, Pete from Ontario is our local Mark Levine.
Yeah. I love Mark Levine.
Yeah, you hit the ground running when you punch up the button that says Pete in Ontario. You say hello, and he can do 5 minutes without problem. But I like that passion. I really do. I like that. I think I wish we all had it. Let's see. Testify to what? Everything's in the transcript. Well, everything is in the transcript, but he has said in the past few days that he might entertain that, and he's the kind of guy that might. A lot of people think they're smarter than their lawyer. It's probably not something I put my money on, being smarter than your lawyer. Do you even want to be smarter than your lawyer? That's a question. One of the reasons you have a lawyer is that you assume he's smarter than, or she's smarter than you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't have one. So you disagree with Pete. How about you, Buzzy Beamer? Pete says he thinks the president's going to go down.
I don't think so. We've seen the transcript. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what, we need the ambassador to the EU to tell us what we are reading? I think most Americans don't want to be talked down to and be told that, oh, this was a quid pro quo. We have so many other people saying it didn't get to quid pro quo, so much so where 3 days ago the Democrats changed what they're actually going after the president. Now you have this guy. I don't think he got the new script.
Yeah, they even said he's reviewed and changed somewhat his original.
Three times.
How do you get to do that?
These guys are coached.
I mean, really, how do you get to do that? Oh, that isn't what I meant to say. Oh, it was taken out of context. Blah, 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 blah. The usual stuff.
I was on a jury a few years ago, and the reason we found the defense not guilty was because the county's main witness changed his testimony three times from the police report to the hearing to the actual trial. And you know what? That was enough to say, well, this guy can't get, he was supposedly there.
Yeah.
He can't even get his accusation correct.
Yeah, I would think that you shouldn't be allowed, except under special circumstances, to change your testimony. What, you changed your mind? Oh, you thought it was, that was just a rough draft? I don't get that. Or is some lawyer looking at your, looking at what you said? Let's see here, Joe. No, we can't say that. No, you can say that when you've already said it. I mean, isn't that kind of stuff you do before you you move on something? I would think so. That's amazing to me.
Sandy, it's also funny that this guy, again, he changed his testimony three times. Well, under oath, when the cameras weren't on and he wasn't coached by Adam Schiff, he said the president actually walked up to him and said he doesn't want a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
The president said that.
Yeah.
How does that, under oath, by the way, now that the cameras are on and he's talked to Adam Schiff, all of a sudden that conversation never happened?
Now that what you just said has been in the testimony of all along. I don't want no quid pro quo. I don't want a quid pro quo. So how many times do you have to say it? You have to have a T-shirt made?
Yeah, that's why they're going to switch to bribery.
Yeah, and who knows? I think they almost have a... it's probably like a program log. It has what they're going to move to next. I'd like to get a hold of it, keep us ahead of the curve, but it's just amazing. The process, I think, is the worst process I've seen in American alleged justice. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930, WBN. Mona stopped. You saw what I did, Tony?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Tony. I take a bottle of water because I must stay hydrated. I take a bottle of water. Mona has just started her bit, and I take it. Okay, it's upside down. Just as I'm swallowing it, she does the out cue. So I'm supposed to be there.
I think that's rude of her.
I think she did it on purpose.
She did.
I don't think Mona Rivera likes me.
No, she doesn't.
I've never met her. Have I ever met Mona Rivera?
No.
What do you think, Buzzy? Have I ever met Mona Rivera? Can you say this under oath?
To my knowledge, really, you and Mona really, have never met.
You're really padding your part. A simple no would have been sufficient.
By the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Exactly.
Sandy, when I'm third mic, I have to take as much advantage of this mic time as
I can.
That's
right, because we're one of the biggest broadcast companies in the universe, and we're working on an extension cord.
Don't tell Building 300 that.
No. You notice whenever we turn anything on, the lights dim at Building 300. That's not a good thing. And you know, whenever I get Bill from Williamsville on, I also have Bill from Buffalo on. And they're on again together. I think they kind of planned this. I don't know which one I used first last time.
Two Bills, no waiting.
Yeah, so I'll go with Bill number two because I think I went with Bill number one last time. Bill number two is in Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Sandy, you there?
Yes, good to have you here, Bill.
Sandy, have you ever heard of a CIA operation called Timber Sycamore?
I'm not familiar with the CIA playbook, no.
It was essentially a joint plan between what is called RIYADH and then the CIA, as well as Turkey and other Gulf states, that would see the bulk of the funding for operations coming from Saudi Arabia to, and while the majority.
Okay, tie it into whatever you're going to tie it into.
Well, what it is like we should have no reason to have our soldiers, like Tulsi Gabbard says.
Okay, I'm sure that's interesting, but it's not on subject, and we got to stay on subject. Thank you. Thank you very much. You can't just wander off a subject like that because that's all night stuff. That's George Norrie, because you got 5 hours to fill.
Yeah, it's not free for all Friday.
No, let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, always a pleasure.
Always with you too, Bill. What do you got in mind today?
Russia. I would go Russia.
Yeah, Russia. Very. That's
one.
Yeah, very nice trip.
Definitely, and I would recommend for a little primer for yourself. It was out a number of years ago. It was a PBS special. It was called The Hermitage.
Oh, okay.
Giant. Yeah, it was Catherine the Great's palace.
Oh, I'll check it out, because like when we went down the Mississippi, we watched.
Love it.
We watched all of the things on TV about slavery, and it was very interesting.
And
as we went down the river and match them up. Okay, so what do you think? Should he testify or not?
Trump?
Yeah.
I feel that he is so much like Reagan. And Reagan, if you look at the parodies between the two of them, is the fact that both of them were in the public eye forever. So they have a very worldly view, a very comfortable speaking, the way they speak.
Sure.
Spoke.
Yeah, they don't speak like they're reading it. Even when they are reading it, they don't speak like that.
Absolutely. They're very relatable. I've been saying for a while that Trump has big boy pants. Do I think he's worried about this? Not at all. Like the bonehead on 60 Minutes that Paley asked him, well, what are you going to do if you don't win the presidency in this? What are you going to do? Wait a minute, you know? So it's so ridiculous. And I'll tell you, I've never seen more or listened to more comedic stuff than these hearings. You know, the way that like the other day with Jim Jordan, he's talking about the aspect of speaking to, I'm trying to think of what, anyway, whatever it was. And then he said, I've had prayer chains that are easier to follow than this.
Let me ask you a question. How about the process? I think the process, as we see it, sucks. I don't see it as a fair process at all.
I think it's self-vetting in the fact that if anybody sits down, whether you're a staunch like Dan, I think his name's Dan, the call-in
deputy. Yeah, from West Seneca, yeah.
Crap. Yeah. Even if you sit down with that guy, he's got to go, oh, my God, these guys are sad.
Yeah, they really are. It's a sad moment, and the more we get to see how the sausage is made, the less we like it. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I don't like this. I really don't. I'm uncomfortable with it. It doesn't seem fair. And it's not because it's the president that's in the hot seat. As hot as that gets, I think it's a joke. I don't think there's any chance he'll be removed from office. But the bottom line is you look at it and you kind of, something leaves a bad taste in my mouth about this. And plus, they get to give a speech that lasts longer than the question asks. You know, you got a question, ask a question. Don't precede it with a dialogue that lasts 3 or 4 minutes, getting to finally the last 10, 15 seconds, and you get the question. I knew there was a question in there. It's hidden in the manure pile, but in order to get to it, you got to go through the manure pile, and that's the problem right there. Every day it's the big blockbuster day. This is the day. And then tomorrow it'll be a different blockbuster, but this is the day. They keep that going. It's like feeding us with a carrot and a stick. It's not working with me.
Well, they can, because the media is there to be their cheerleader. They're there to carry their water.
If the media wasn't there, I think it'd be more helpful to the president. If none of the press were there and they didn't get a chance to grandstand, I don't think they'd be having this.
There was an AP reporter, and I'm paraphrasing because I lost the tweet, but the tweet pretty much said, if you're an American, you should be watching Sondland's testimony. If not, shame on you.
All right. That's the way it goes. So here's what we're asking. First question, should President Trump testify? If so, should it be in person or should it be written? And how is the process? Do you like the process? No, I do not like it. And what about the media coverage? The media coverage is exactly what you'd expect. It's the same exact thing. And there's no surprises. It's usually boring. It's like 59 minutes of bore, and then you finally use a name or something that you can recognize.
Picture watching a game where the rules are constantly changed.
I don't like the fact that the chairman can just stop. Okay, I'd like to ask you how many rounds you used to kill your wife. Well, I just got my new gun and I, wait a minute, you don't have to answer that. You know, it's amazing. It really is. He just shuts down anybody that he wants to. Anybody that has a microphone that you see on these hearings had to be approved by the Democrats. I don't like that either.
That, yeah, you had closed door sessions, yep, in which
in the basement,
people were coached.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, it's all set up. And they just easily say, well, yes, he changed his previous testimony. What? Well, that's not legal then. He said what he said. Does he get to change his mind because now he heard something else? Or was the first of what he said to have any veracity? I don't know. I don't think so. If it's so easy to change. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Don't forget the new beach trips. First one to Russia, second one to Alaska, third one to Australia. Give AAA a call.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back with Beach & Company, the basic questions. Should the president, President Trump, testify? He's hinted that he might. He might. He might want to match wits with him. I would recommend him not, but, you know, him. I'm sure he makes the final decision. And if he does decide to go and testify, should it be written or in person? How about the process? Do you like what you've seen and heard in the process so far? And what about the media coverage? That's always ripe for discussion. Let's go to Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, you're on WBEN.
Thank you very much, sir, for taking my call. Always good to hear your voice.
My pleasure, my friend. What's on your mind today?
And big props for Tony and Joe, and huge blessings for Thanksgiving. So here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that, firstly, Pelosi and they won't get that two-thirds they need in the House to impeach. I think a lot of Democrats are going to bail and the Republicans will hold because they're going to lose their seats. They're going to lose the House. They know that. What has happened so far is such a joke. And I think that this president, President Trump, all respects to him, I think he will not. He's playing with them. He's just toying with them. He's not going to testify. Not even in writing would he do it. He's playing a game. However, he's the kind of guy that if he did decide, he's a big moment kind of guy. He would have taken this and got 50 million people to view in, and he'd have ripped the Democrats apart. But he don't need to do that because he has this in the bag. However, I would say one thing. If I was McConnell, I would bring it up to the Senate, and I would bring Biden, his son, the leaker, Vindman. We know now Vindman is the leaker, that military guy. And I would bring the so-called whistleblower and put them all four under oath and let them destroy each other. But I think that Trump, the president, sorry, for respect, the president, he will not testify because he has it in the bag.
All right, so that's how you feel, and you're in Canada. Your name is Peter, and Pete in Canada says he is going to go down. So we have a difference of opinion. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we have a split in the Pete vote for Canada.
You have to see on social media the liberals celebrating right now as if Trump will be impeached and removed from office. They are going they're celebrating right now.
You mean because of the testimony?
Yes. Yeah, they think they got him.
Oh, well, I don't think they have. First of all, they would have to, right now, so far, it's the first person who's had any direct contact so far. That's it. So I guess it's a matter of what you think he said. Did he say something that would fall under an impeachable offense or something you just thought was bad form, something you thought, well, he shouldn't have done it, but he did? There's a whole different ballgame to get up to misdemeanors and the higher charges to get a president, a duly elected president, out of office. It's not that simple. It doesn't rest on one sentence.
What I don't understand is if the whistleblower is not supposed to have anonymity at this
point,
how does everybody know who he is? Yeah. Well, one, how does everybody know who he is, and why isn't he publicly outed?
The point is that it's ridiculous the way it is now. And when Schiff said he'd never met him, do you really believe that Schiff has never met the whistleblower?
No.
I don't believe anything he says. For a second, yeah. So it's the never-ending drama. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning.
Hello there.
Hey, I couldn't understand a damn word that Apu was saying from Canada there. I just couldn't. Well, he don't like Trump, apparently, right?
Well, he says that Trump should testify.
Yeah, he should, right. Yeah, right. Hey, so ridiculous. I can't believe how stupid people are. I'm sorry, I'm not politically correct anymore, but I've lost what patience I had a long time ago. July 25th, this phone call took place that they're making this fuss about, that there's nothing there. July 24th, the day before, was when Mueller did his famous testimony where he proved he didn't even know what was in the document. And now the Democrats, because they're crapping their pants again in these hearings, they're going back saying Trump lied about something in his written answers 4 or 5 months ago. So, God, no, he shouldn't. He shouldn't give them anything at all.
It'll never end. I mean, it never will, no matter what happens here. And think about it like this. Even if impeachment goes down the drain and doesn't get voted upon, or say it does get voted upon and they don't vote to move it over to the Senate, don't think that'll be the end of it. They could come up again with another article of impeachment.
So they could keep doing it for the next 5 years. And look at Schiff. There's nothing you could put past him. Radcliffe was excellent yesterday, and Jim Jordan. They are fun to watch. But of course, the media, when they do their updates, they don't mention the good points they make. You know?
No, they never do. No. That's not their highlights. That's the point. Their highlights are different than our highlights.
Yep. Radcliffe. He said, you know, Nancy Pelosi said this is all about treason. I'm sorry. Bribery. After the Democrats focus grouped it and found out that nobody knew what the hell a quid pro quo was, right? So they changed it to bribery, he pointed out. But then he started stacking up the released testimony from Schiff's Star Chamber inquisitions, and he had 20, I think 20 of them there, about an inch high each. This all, and he says, do you know how many times the word bribery is in here? All the thousands of questions and the thousands of answers given, it was only in there once, one time, and it was in there to describe the way Joe Biden was.
He said, stroking his beard. Okay, hey, thank you. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate the call. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to our foreign correspondent from another land. It's Dan in West Seneca. Hello there, Dan.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, I saw your old boss last night. He sends his best.
Thank you very much. I truly enjoyed my association with Mr. Salen. It was my privilege. If you ask me, would I advise Mr. Trump
to testify?
President, yeah. My answer would be no. That would be just ludicrous. That would be the worst advice any advisor to him could give him. That was your first part.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people latch on to anything Giuliani did with him. It didn't matter if they went out for a box lunch. It was a big deal when Giuliani was involved.
Well, I mean, you specifically asked, how would I advise the president?
Yeah.
So absolutely do not.
I'm with you.
I remember people talked about a perjury trap and all those other kinds of things during the Mueller. That would still hold true today. So if he's intelligent, then he should not. If his ego gets the best of him and he does choose to testify, then my advice to him would be only answer questions and remember that it's within your privy to plead the fifth.
But once you plead the fifth, we know what the legal ramifications are, but the other ramifications are then people instantly think you're guilty. They don't think anybody that is innocent pleads the Fifth Amendment.
I think where we are now, and I don't disagree with anything that you just said, and I'm always honest with you, so I'm going to give you my opinion. Everybody has one.
Okay.
There is nothing that is going to change anybody's mind right now in America. So if you're a Democrat, you believe that Mr. Trump, Mr. Giuliani, you believe that there was a quick pro quo, you don't believe that anything Mr. Trump could do is any good. If you're Republican, you believe that the Democrats are chasing ghosts, the Democrats want a rerun or a redo of the 2016 election.
They'd love to have that, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say that that's what they want. I'm a Democrat, and I don't want that. I'm going to say that my belief is that's where we are as a public right
now. Yeah, I don't think the public has suddenly had an oh-wow moment yet. And I think a lot of them will question whether it's high crimes and misdemeanors. They remember, it's not really spelled out the exact line of what's a high crime and misdemeanor, and people will give different values to that.
I think that today's testimony, the ambassador testifying today, certainly is giving food for thought. However, you were correct again, Mr. Beach, that did what Trump supposedly said or do with Mr. Giuliani, did it rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors? I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I can't wait to hear.
Well, a basic of you give me this and I'll give you that. A basic thought of that is that every one of us has done that at some time in our life, no matter what it is. Whether you're at an auction, you could be doing that. I'll give you money if you give me the car. I mean, that can be used in every aspect of our life. So the question of using it in that terms, did it rise to that level, will be a question people will be having to decide.
I can give you my honest overview. I think what is going to come of this is the Democrats will not look as bad as what they did during the Mueller investigation. It won't be that bad. However, it will result in no impeachment. But I'm going to give you one more, however.
So you don't think they're going to vote to impeach?
I don't think that it's going to go that far, and maybe it was never designed.
In other words, get over to the Senate. Do you think it'll pass the House?
I think when they vote on it, it'll be a cautious vote. My hope would be no. They could censure, I believe. They could.
Which is a logical thing to do. It says we don't approve of what you did. but we don't think kicking you out of office is the right thing to do for it.
Well, the reality is the Senate would not do that anyway. The
Senate's not going to do it, no.
67 senators to do it. This is a good civics lesson, however, and we are very tuned into media, so the only wild card is in the end, what will the American public's perception be of what has transpired, of the version of how Mr. Trump and his staff had conducted themselves, and then if it's not close enough to the actual election, will it have any impact on the election whatsoever? Those are unanswered questions, and I still believe it's a very sad time in America.
I am with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dan from West Seneca. Yes.
This just was said at the testimony. Sondland stated that Trump never told him directly military aid was conditioned on an announcement of investigations. He says that link was his own personal guess.
Oh, come on. You're kidding me. What a joke. Somebody said up on the screen, this is like a clown car. And they're right. It is a clown car. How many clowns can they fit in that damn car? We'll be back with more. And there's no shortage of clowns in Washington, I'll tell you that. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.